joined by head boys basketball coach Jeff Ebeling for continuing high school basketball coverage. And coach, it took until 2024 to get win number one last year, and you get one before the break this year, and that feels a lot better and just shows the growth of this team.
It does. It feels good. You know, last year it was difficult. You know, I think it took us, 12 games to finally get to that first win. And, you know, these guys, they've worked extremely hard, especially on the defensive end, learning, you know, Coach Tim Baker's new system. And, you know, we saw some really good showings of that tonight. And, you know, we're getting there. It's just work in progress. But I really was impressed the way we came out and really executed, especially some half-court sets. In offense, we just seemed to share the ball a little bit better today. And that's growth for us, and we just got to continue to grow.
Well, I didn't want to bring it up with Easton because it's a coach's question, but last night didn't go great. And, I mean, it was on the road against an Ames team that has dreams of Wells Fargo Arena, and it took Indianola a little bit to get into that game, I think, a little bit. And then how did you like the response to tonight?
Well, yeah, I mean, it was a tough night last night. It was a tough night shooting the basketball. We just didn't shoot very well, and, you know, that puts a lot of strain on any player. You know, if it's hard to score and you're trying to play defense, one end does affect the other and vice versa. So, you know, I'm glad the way they came out today. We met after school, went through a little film, and, you know, just tried to learn from our mistakes. I mean, it's hard when it's back-to-back to really dive into a lot of things. So just a couple things I wanted to see tonight, and I'll look back at the film and see if we, you know, met those goals. And, but, you know, like I said, other than free throws, I thought we did an excellent job. I know we need to shoot quite a few more free throws here, but I thought we took some really good shots. Our shot selection for everyone was much, much better. And, you know, we just got to continue to improve on that and get better each day.
We're starting to see the chemistry with the guys on the court as well. And I think whether that is in kind of those set pieces in half court or just knowing where guys are, it's the baseline drives and the pass, maybe not to the corner, but to the guy cutting to the rim. It's the back doors, those type of things that maybe we didn't see last year.
Yeah, I'm proud that they finally figured out what a 45 cut is. you know, there's a couple of times, and we're starting to look for it more. You know, and that's, again, the more you play, the more you kind of understand. And you know, tonight we were able to execute, and now, you know, we're going to continue to work on that, continue to work on our shots and try to get as many shots as we can as well, because I know some guys probably feel like they might be struggling a little bit. Well, we got to, you know, work on that skill as well. So, but we're happy with, you know, the win tonight, and, you know, they get the weekend to kind of help out with the Chris Street tournament tomorrow. We have a lot of guys helping out with that, which is always a great thing. And, you know, then they can have Sunday off and kind of, you know, relax before, you know, we got a big game next Friday. There's a team, you know, the school up north there that will come down, and, you know, there's no love lost between the two. They're a really good program. They're going to come in here. They're going to be ready to go, and we got to match their energy, and I know our guys will be ready to go next Friday.
What I liked tonight the most, I think, was the confidence. And you mentioned some of the guys not shooting well, but guys off the bench, Derek Wilmot, a couple threes off the bench. We know Bryant Ritchie's a sharp shooter off the bench, but Thomas DeWall gets a three. Hayden Schulte gets a couple threes. Despite having some struggles shooting from long range, no one felt gun-shy a little bit tonight.
Well, I mean, the way we shot last night, there's no reason to be gun-shy. I mean, we gotta figure that part out. And I thought we did tonight. I thought we caught in rhythm more. Our feet were set. The releases were good. And I thought Derek Wilmot really came in and gave us a spark off the bench on both ends. He played extremely hard, finished around the rim a couple times there through contact. And, you know, we're starting to see that growth, you know, coming back with him a little bit. So, you know, it's just we got to continue to get better. And, you know, this is great, but that's not going to make our rest of our season. We got to enjoy it for this weekend. When Monday comes, we got to be locked back in, have 4 days of really good practice, and then go out on next Friday night and see what we can do.
What do you think of the rotation so far? I know, again, just a couple games in, it's not quite finalized. And even if the players you have, you know, in the rotation regular, minutes-wise, I know you're still trying to figure that out. Where are you at in that process right
now?
Well,
I mean, it's a long season, too. You know, you can't play guys 30, 32 minutes. And some of the guys that maybe don't see as much time on the floor, we're still evaluating them, seeing, okay, where can we get 2 or 3 minutes? You know, a minute here, 3 minutes there, whatever we need. And there's some guys that have improved. We have some varsity reserve games where they're also getting playing time, so we can kind of evaluate there as well. And, you know, I would like maybe one or two more, you know. And, you know, we'll give those opportunities to those players, and, you know, someone will hopefully step up and take that opportunity. And but we'll just – nothing's ever set in stone and at this point of the year, because, like, He just says it's a long season. Injuries happen as well. Sicknesses happen. You know, so we just got to make sure we prepare everyone the best we can. And then when your number's called, step up and see what, yeah, help us out the best you can.
Last question before we let you go, Coach. Mental-wise for this team, how big is this win? Just going out there and seeing that the hard work can go out and get it done, especially on a Friday night on the home court in conference play.
Well, it feels good. I mean, not just the players, even coaches. You know, like, we're all in this together. And, you know, there's a lot of hours by the players, by the coaches, and the managers that are constantly here. You know, our families, you know, at home, with the coaches' families and the players' families. There's a lot that goes into it. And, you know, you want to celebrate these wins and, you know, recognize it. But we also know, like I said before, we've got work to do. And that school up north is going to come down here and really try to take it to us. And I know that our guys would be ready to go.
Thank you very much for joining us, Coach. Really appreciate it.